An Iranian-American pastor faces even more trouble in Iran's prison. A new strategy is moving in a powerful way around the world. And if you're an English teacher, you're needed. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iranian-American pastor Saeed Abedini is facing even more difficulties in Iran's prison system. He's been moved from Evin Prison to Rajeh Shah Prison, which is even more dangerous. It's used for hardened criminals and high-profile political prisoners. President of Open Doors USA David Curry says while this looks bleak, there's good news.
From that fact, we can gather that the Iranians are listening and they're paying attention to the advocacy that's happening here in the United States.
Pastor Abedini was arrested a year ago for being a Christian. He was working at an Iranian orphanage. Open Doors provides physical and spiritual support for persecuted Christians. Curry's encouraging you to help them do that.
When you're giving to Open Doors, what you're doing is you're taking the most dangerous countries in the world to be a believer, and you're bringing hope, you're bringing the gospel, you're bringing the word of God into those places.
Support Open Doors financially and sign a petition to pressure President Obama to prioritize Abedini's release through links at our website. We turn next to the Palestinians, where regional instability is some in Gaza dreading 2014. Jeff Palmer of Baptist Global Response says Gaza holds many challenges.
It is a hard place. You're looking at 40% of the folks living in poverty. You're looking at 75% of the population under 25 years of age.
Life gets even harder when you claim to follow Christ.
When you're a very, very small minority, a few thousand at most, in the midst of another majority, sometimes it's hard to find education and services.
BGR's Lighthouse School is shining a beacon of hope in darkness.
There's a lot of misunderstanding as to who followers of Jesus are. And by giving a positive help in the community, it speaks volumes to families who may not have any contact with a believer.
The story continues at our website. This is Mission Network News. A new study shows shallow youth groups may be responsible for the large number of youth leaving the church. The National Center for Family Integrated Churches conducted a survey of more than 4 million people. 55% say youth ministry is too shallow and too entertainment-focused. NCFIC's Adam McManus suggests teenagers in the church are focused more on their peers and not on their parents and pastors for spiritual growth. That results in other problems. Read the full report at our website. Meanwhile, there's more to orality than an odd name. The Scriptures and Youth Worker says orality fuels their outreach to women.
It's not just something we add on to a plan. It's actually a whole strategy of how God is moving in a powerful way all across the world, and especially in closed areas.
SIU teaches orality strategies like storytelling, dance, and song to indigenous Christians. Believers then use this training to share the gospel with women in their communities.
They memorize those stories, and they are actually writing the Word of God on their hearts. And they tell us all over the restricted countries of the world that no one can take this Bible away from them.
There's a role you can play right now.
Probably one of the biggest roles is to pray for Open Doors.
Find more at our website. Pray governments in restricted nations will give their people freedom to choose their religion. And are you fluent in English? Do you like teaching? Operation Mobilization Guatemala may have an exciting opportunity for you. They're looking for an English teacher to work with their team part-time. This teacher is encouraged to work with other ministries that OM's involved with. Learning English will help team members expand their impact, sharing the gospel further, and getting involved internationally. Visit our website if you think this job could be for you. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the book Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.